across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Ian Dayball.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Kwarf is actually the Dutch word for basket, and it was invented by, I believe, a Dutch school teacher who dreamt up a sport for girls and boys to play together. So that's what makes Korfball unique, is that every team must consist of men and women, four of each, and you play on the same team. It's been going for 100 years, first originated in Korfball. In the Netherlands.
And it's got similarities with netball, I believe.
Yeah, it's got similarities to basket and netball in that it's a thrown ball sport. It's a large ball that you throw from one player to the next. You're not allowed to run with the ball. And then you have a goal at each end of the court, and one team's trying to score in one goal and the other team's trying to score in the other goal. So, yeah, and you score a goal by shooting the ball through the court.
And how long does each half last?
The matches are of two halves of 25 minutes.
Oh, right. So not that long.
No. Yeah. So it's about an hour long match. Yeah. With a little break in the middle.
Yeah.
It's fast and it's energetic. It's a proper, get you hot and sweaty and get some proper exercise sport. It's not namby-pamby.
Yeah.
And men and women both play, but men can only mark men and women can only mark women. And you can't. If you do go mark someone of the opposite gender, that's a foul. So I wouldn't be playing something where I had to mark men, I have to say. So I only ever mark women, so that suits me.
It's properly integrated as well. I think that's the thing, isn't it? You, and I'm not necessarily saying this is the sole reason for doing it, but it's nice that, men and women can play a sport together. You met your husband through it, I believe.
I did, yeah. I met him like 20-odd years ago playing korfball, and there are a number of people that have met their future partners at playing korfball and have gone on to get married. And it makes it really sociable as well. If we go out, we're quite a sociable club, so we'll go out and do a social event, a pub or bowling or something. It's really friendly and fun to be in a mixed group like that. And that's not something that you hit upon very often, I think, in terms of the sporting world and the social world.
And do you travel around to play?
So most of our games are in Cambridgeshire, in the Cambridgeshire League. People who play at a higher level will go to a regional league or a national league as well. In the summer, we often go a bit further afield and take part in tournaments in places like Norwich or Milton Keynes, or very occasionally we'll go across to Europe to play in a tournament.
Yeah.
But that's few and far between. Most of our games are in Cambridge or in Cambridgeshire, no further than Littleport.
Have you been to Holland with it?
No. Some of my teammates have, but I've never done that.
It'd be interesting to. I would imagine any Dutch side would be quite pleased to welcome the Dutch. Are lovely people anyway, but welcome a British team that have adopted their game.
They do, they're very welcoming, and they love it when the British teams come across and play, but they usually beat us like fair and square because they're really, they've been playing it since they were children. It's very widely played in the Netherlands still, in certain parts of the Netherlands, and so they're proficient at their sport.
So this free course, tell us a little bit more about that. How do people get involved?
So we're looking for new blood to come into the club. People like me have been playing a long time, and though we're experienced, we're not getting any younger. We want new players, and we understand that coming along to play a new sport can be a little bit intimidating if you've never played it before. So we're running a beginner's course, so it will be a bunch of new people together, which we hopefully is a little bit less scary than coming on your own. They're going to have beginner's course that's running on the 13th, the 20th and the 3rd, sorry, the 13th and the 20th of May and the 3rd of June.
Right.
And all of those will be at our home venue, which is Cambridge Regional College on King's Hedges Road.
Right.
It's 8:15 start and it's completely free. So the 3-week course is free to anybody who wants to come along, but we are encouraging people to book and reserve their place in advance.
Right. And do you normally fill? How often do you run those courses?
Every couple of years.
Right.
Yeah. So not all the time. People are always welcome to come along as a beginner. Every session that we have on a Monday evening at CRC, people are always welcome to just roll up and say hi and join in and play. And the first session is always free anyway. So people can have a little taster session. But the beginner's course, the idea of it is to get a little cohort of people that can come along and give it a try together and not feel like they're the only one who's new to it that evening, if you see what I mean.
And is there a season for it?
So our season runs from October to May. That's when we have the matches.
Right.
And our home matches are on a Thursday evening, and our away matches tend to be on a Sunday early evening. So we have matches every week or every other week from October to May. And then we have a little rest in the summer. We still train through the summer months.
Yes.
But we have a rest from the matches in the summer. But say we take part in some of the summer tournaments, which are outside on grass.
Okay.
Yeah. So
nice.
So the season, the matches that we have in the Cambridgeshire League are all indoors because it's obviously through the winter months and they're usually played in the evening. So always in the sports halls, but the summer tournaments are on grass. So
how was the season that you've just played? How did it go?
Mixed results. So our second team had been promoted last year. So we went up from the lower division up to the top division, which means that we had a really tough season last year because we were the newbies in the top division, as it were. So we didn't win a lot of games last year in our second team. Our first team did really well. They finished kind of mid-table in the top division. And our third team, again, had some mixed results in the bottom division. So we have teams at different standards, three teams. So people can come along, and even if they're not very experienced, they can still get a game and start playing competitively really quickly in our third team.
Cambridge 105 Radio.